Ce bună băița migdoș, mei doveio, mei nu, se-ne călcă, nu besoi rosă, ho. Ce bună băița migdoș, mei doveio, mei nu, irosuri,
Well, shalom and welcome to the second hour of 3 hours of Jewish soul music. Yes, I'm your host, Charlie Bernhardt, and each week I try to bring you some interesting recordings. As you know, the first hour is strictly non-cantorial, and the second hour is strictly cantorial. And we've been featuring during the third hour an 8-week series of programs that were put together by dear friend Alberto A. Mizrahi. This week is the 8th installment, and I'll keep you posted as to some plans. No, not even some plans. You'll hear it. The new third hour section, which I'll carry on for a little while. We'll see what the reception is on that. More about that in another week. Okay, and you know how to reach me, of course, cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com, if you have any comments or requests. Okay, we've been listening to the fantastic voice of Moshe Koussevitzky with his classic Sheyibona Beis HaMikdash. We haven't heard from Richard Tucker for a while, and I don't know why this is not working, but let's see if we can get this to work. We're going to hear the first selection, Vahu Rachum, and the great Richard Tucker.
Vehu rachum,
Richard Tucker with Vahu Rachum. We'll next hear Tucker with Yiru Einenu. And it will take just a minute. You know that Richard Tucker was a great Metropolitan Opera star with his brother-in-law, yes, Jan Pierce. We'll be hearing a little bit about Jan Pierce in the next few weeks. But they were both married to sisters, and I understand there was quite a competition between the brothers-in-law. Okay, we're all set up now for the second selection, Richard Tucker with Yiru Einenu. Richard Tucker, who gave up the chazanut for the opera, but we have some pretty good recordings. This is Lekael Baruch. Lekael Baruch.
Name is Yetano, Le Malach Kail Chai, Chavai Bekau Bayo, Zemirois Yoimero, this is Bohais Yashimio. This is Bohais Yashimino, Kiho Levadui, Levadui, Kiho Levadui, Pohui, Pohui, Sidukos Matsimiach Yeshuos Boerai Refuos Boerai Refuos Noeros Yeros Adon Ham Nifelos Amichade
Okay, that's Richard Tucker, and while I've been playing that, I've been thinking about let's see, 55, 60, 50, let's see, 1958, 42, 52, 59, almost 60 years ago, I saw my first opera, and it has remained my most favorite opera. That is Il Trovatore with Richard Tucker. So the first opera was with Tucker, and he played the role, of course, of the troubadour. It was unforgettable, and I can't tell you how many times I've seen that opera, and every time I see it, I just can't get enough of it. Just wonderful. Okay, before I get to this next album, which is Bowie v'Shalom, Voices from a Lost World, Jewish cantorial music from Hungary, 1906 to 1929. I just want to briefly tell you about these recordings. Many of you who have seen my Yossi Rosenblatt presentation know that the first 10 minutes or so, I bring a cylinder record player and a regular old 1905 or RCA phonograph and play the original recordings, because my hobby prior to Jewish music was collecting old Victrolas. I had maybe 20, all different kinds, all different shapes and so forth. Cylinders, quite a few cylinder record players and the like. And the reason I'm going into this is prior to 1925, all recordings were made what they call acoustically. Now, that's as opposed to electronically made. How did it work? The performer stood in front of a huge horn and directed the voice into the horn. The vibrations then went onto a stylus, which then went onto a mold. And that's essentially how recordings were made. That's why there's rarely a symphony. You don't really hear of symphonic recordings prior to 1925 because, you know, you couldn't put 50 or 60 musicians in front of a single horn. Although I did see a photograph with maybe one with four or five horns that were sort of taped together. But that was rather rare. But in 1925, they then discovered electronic recordings where you had a microphone and a speaker and an amplifier, which changed the whole way that the records were made, recordings were made. So I just want to keep that in mind, because all of the recordings that I'm going to be playing, the next six ones anyway, from this particular album, were prior to 1925. Actually, this Israel Koch recordings, the two of them, were 1906. 1906 was really very, very early in the recording process. Tkach, that's T-K-A-T-S-C-H. Koch was born in 1867. He died in 1945. He was born near Odessa. He was able to flee the pogroms of 1905 and went to Bucharest. From there, he was invited to Budapest to form as a cantor. He was at the famous Rumbach Synagogue, and he survived the Holocaust, died on April 16, 1945, and was buried in the most distinguished section of the Budapest Cemetery. And my friend Eva Weinberger is related, I think it was a distant cousin, a distant uncle or what have you, to Tkach. So Eva, if you're listening, I dedicate this to you and to Mickey, Miklos. So this first recording from the album Bowie v'Shalom is Tkach singing Tzadik Katomer. Again, 1906, very, very early recording.
Oh, chiamo.
These are among the earliest tour recordings that I have in my entire collection. Of course, Aryeh Leib Rutman was about that same period. Very, very early recordings. It's a shame that we don't have the recordings prior to 1900, particularly of the great cantors in Russia and Odessa and so forth, Ukraine. I don't have much information about this next Chazan. His name is Samuel Grunwald, but it's 1908, and this is Naritzachar. Shmuel Grunwald.
Thank you.
Wow, I get chills actually. Can you imagine? That was recorded 109 years ago, and the Koch was 111 years ago. My gosh, it's incredible. Our next Chazen, his name is Holzer, and let me just read this to you. It's from this album. Leopold Holzer, born in 1885, he died in 1935. Born in a small village, Lamslo, he attended various yeshivot and became a Talmud Chacham. Between 1908 and 1921, he served as a chazan and a shochet in a small town. And then he became a cantor in the Central Orthodox Synagogue of Budapest on Kaczynski Street. Okay, again, this was recorded in 1924. Still, we're talking about acoustical recordings. The first of Leopold Holzer, this is Ovinu Malkeinu, 1924, coming right up. Bono Shalom coming up. This is Holzer. That was, of course, Ovinu Malkeinu.
Voice in the air,
Okay, one more Holzer recording. This is the Lechun Ra'anana. Okay, that's 93 years ago. Going back a few years. Okay, we're next going to be hearing from an album. It's cantor Philip Heilbrunn from Melbourne, Australia. He's actually a rabbi, and the idea of a rabbi being also a cantor I find very, very interesting. And I find it very sad that there are so many rabbis that have little appreciation. I would say either no appreciation or very little appreciation for Chazonus. I actually hear people tell me, a certain rabbi, so-and-so, particularly in New Jersey, well, also it's in New York, my rabbi hates Chazonus. I mean, hates Chazonus, dislikes it. You can't bring a chazan into the shul once a year or twice a year. Forget about a full-time chazan. But, you know, you have extremes. Those are the extremes. You know, I understand the budgetary issues and so forth, but to have no chazan at all, but to actually state and have it be known that he hates chazanis. And of course, I think of Teaneck, a town with 8 or 10 Orthodox shuls. There isn't one chazan, one regular chazan. And as I mentioned, yes, they bring in Mutzen, and Netanel sings soon in his shul in Teaneck. But I guess, is there such a thing as a shtot chazan? Couldn't 8 congregations get together and hire one chazan for a month or 2 or 3? It doesn't have to be a full-time chazan. Anyway, enough of that. But I'm fascinated by Philip Heilbrunn, who is a rabbi and a chazan, an accomplished chazan. And we're going to hear, I think it's the Melbourne Jewish Male Choir. We'll start with Mikimi.
Me, 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 me
Heilbronn, Melbourne, Jewish Male Choir. Coming up, Betzeit Yisrael. Something wonderful about a choir, isn't there? I hope you enjoy that as much as I enjoy it. Okay, this is Yechada Shehu, and it says Borowski. I believe he is the chazan. I don't know if Heilbronn's with him on this.
Akadosh Baruch Hu.
Selection is Ritsei, and I believe Shimon Farkas may be on this. I'm not 100% sure, but good guess. Ritsei.
Ritsei. Ritsei. Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu
Shay Sarah.
se filo son veia vos cabe vero
Okay, there was a little confusion on that one. It's unfortunate. I don't have an album cover. It's just, don't ask me if I got this recording, but all the information is on the orc on the CD itself, and it says. What does it say? It says Ritze Farkas. It doesn't sound like Farkas, though. Anyway, it was either Farkas or Heilbrunn, or a composition by Farkas. Whatever. I hope you enjoyed it, and I enjoyed it. Stay tuned now for the last segment of this 8-part series that was produced and directed by our friend, the cantor Alberto A. Mizrahi. And if you have any comments or requests, you know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Thanks for joining with me, and shalom, everyone.